few years ago, at a land surveyor's convention banquet, I stuck up my hand and volunteered to be hypnotized on stage. I didn't think I would actually succumb to the hypnotist's suggestions, and in fact, I was proof against her skills and ended up leaving the stage ignominiously. What I was really after was the experience of being embarrassed in front of my peers, and in that, I was not disappointed. Being on stage and then being asked to leave raised my heart rate, shortened my breath, and made me blush. Frankly, the sensation was exquisite. At the time, I was trying to quit being a fundamentalist Christian, and one of the biggest obstacles was admitting to colleagues that I had been in a really stupid religion. Owning up to my idiocy was so mortifying that I considered staying faithful simply to avoid all the awkwardness. But that would never do. So I began deliberately seeking out public ridicule in hopes that I might inoculate myself against a debilitating fear of embarrassment. And it worked pretty well, leading to the formation of what I like to call Stocking's Law. To wit, a willingness to be embarrassed is one prerequisite of an interesting life. It's certainly not the only requirement. A gift for sarcasm is also essential, but it's one that's often overlooked. In my own case, the dumb things I do are the subjects of my writing, so that whenever I sit down to a blank page, I expect to squirm a little. And I know a piece is at least potentially good if I am hesitant to release it, if I am a little afraid that this time I have gone too far. But I find, almost invariably, that the writing I anguish over the most is the writing that connects best with listeners. I suppose we all do stupid things. So fear of embarrassment would keep me from doing good work, but that's true for everyone. Good work requires willingness to fail, and failure is embarrassing. And what about love? Most of the really awkward moments of my life have come at the hands of some female I've just expressed a particular admiration for, but I'm glad I kept at it. Even friendships are fraught with potential mortification. It seems that acquiring friends and lovers requires a willingness to be rejected, and rejection sucks. But it doesn't suck quite as much as loneliness. When writing these essays, I try not to have any particular axe to grind, preferring instead to drone on about axe grinding in general. But Stocking's Law is something I'm willing to insist on. A willingness to be embarrassed really is one prerequisite of an interesting life. So if things have been a little boring for you recently, or for most of your life, why not do what I always do? Go somewhere public and do something stupid. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.